Welcome to the Inner Side Radio Program. My name is Scooter, and thanks for tuning in. Kick up your feet and, well, not if you're driving, but hang out. Enjoy yourself. Smoke them if you got them.
I have a question, if anyone watched the Super Bowl. Is Bob Dylan broke? Chrysler? Really? Wow, bro. Couldn't it have been something fun, like Vienna sausages or... Jolly Time popcorn, something, you know. Take me back to the day, man. Pudding cup, let's go. Take me back. Trick cereal, you know what I mean? Yeah, sometimes at breakfast, you know, you get a little... Sometimes that rabbit will fake you out, man, you know. But I don't know if a rabbit wants. But now it'd be like this. And then in the morning, the chicks come around. Sometimes they're orange and sometimes they're green. But it was Chrysler, which was freaky. And then there was the Coca-Cola commercial where they sang, was it America the Beautiful? Yeah. Which is, let's face it, anything you can do to America the Beautiful is good. You know what I mean? It's not good. It's not as bad as God Bless America. God Bless America is, I think, the worst song of all time. Irving Berlin wrote God Bless America, and then Woody Guthrie wrote This Land Is Your Land in rebuttal to God Bless America, because God Bless America goes, God bless America, land that I love. Stop loving America, okay? It's gross. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. F*** you. America can stumble through the dark. You found Trayvon, you can find America, okay? Yeah, f*** you. America doesn't need standing beside and guiding. America needs a bare-bottom spanking and a cold-ass whipping and to be sent to the woodshed to think a while until it stops being a fascist piece of bullshit, hypocritical state full of misogynist and racist and right-wing dickwads, okay? That's what America needs. It doesn't need people to love her and stand beside her and guide her. Even George M. Cohen's ones are more innocuous. What is it? She's a grand old flag. She's a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may she wave. At least he says peace. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. Except that we're bragging right now. And then he throws his own one in, like, should old acquaintance be forgot? Keep your eye on that. Remember, we're all Scottish-Irish. George M. Cohen's main thrust of all of his work was, all of us are Scottish-Irish. But I'm not. Yeah, you are. So they played this Coke commercial, and if you didn't see it, they show people in, like, you know, dashikis and a dish dosh and sombreros and, you know, every manner of ethnic garb, and every race is represented, and very beautiful children and women and whatnot walking around. Well, evidently this caused an unbelievable storm that I didn't know that a million people were on the Sarah Palin bummer boat on Super Bowl Sunday, where any difference of any slight variation a hair away from white sent these people into a spiraling downward horrible miasma of panic. They were like, some people were like, I'm never drinking Coke. I'm presuming that's how they speak. When I read the tweets that people wrote, I read them in the voice I thought they should have. No one tweeted, well, that was uncustomarily strident of Coca-Cola. Bit presumptuous on their part. I think a cursory listen to George M. Cohen will lend everybody the notion that in the end, we're all Scottish-Irish. Cheers. Who are these people with the towels upon their heads? Bit unseemly, that. I'm assuming that the tweets are written like, I speak English! Because that's what they were saying. What I love is that people go, English is the language of America! No one's noticed that it's English. It's not American because it's from another country. That never occurred to anyone, that we borrowed our language and that we were kind of forced to speak that. I think you'll find at one point there was a lot of Spanish being spoken. Wait, there still is. My grandparents probably didn't speak that good of English. They spoke German and Yiddish. I mean, I don't know. I never buy the whole, everybody learns English eventually. Like, for instance, the people that work all up and down the street that are Latin speak English just as well as they do Spanish, much better than we do Spanish as well as we do English. I never understand the argument. In any case, they lost it over that one, and I thought it was hilarious. People threatening not to drink Coke again. Coca-Cola's based in Atlanta, Georgia. It's such a non-starter. You know what I mean? That boycott's just not going to stick. It's cold now, but in a couple months' time, someone's going to go, I need a Coke. I just finished massacring this bunch of ducks over here. I got some opinions on homosexuality, but I'm parched. These cracked lips and swollen tongue, I can barely get out my opinions on a thousand different subjects. The Second Amendment and whatnot. I better... I'd like to teach the world to sing and keep the races separate.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
Ouch, don't deserve me. Ouch, please don't hurt me. Ouch, ow, ow, ouch. What is this thing called love? Why do they say it makes the world go round?
Called love, why do they say it makes the world go round?
I can't explain the way I feel for you. My feet don't touch.
The way I feel for you, my feet don't touch the ground.
Ouch, don't deserve me. Ouch, please don't hurt me. Ouch, ow, ow, ouch. When we first met, when we first met, I fell for you right from the start.
I must admit I fell for you right from the start.
Now when we meet, all kinds of things, it seems upset the apple cart.
Shea Stadium, named after the Cuban guerrilla leader Shea Stadium. And it was here, in 1965, that the Ruttles came, well, not here in the car park, obviously, but back there in the stadium, that the Ruttles came in 1965 to a capacity house, a sellout.
But the thing I remember about it is them running out in the middle of this field and you couldn't see them. There they were, like, you know, just miles away. There, is it really the Ruttles? It might be somebody else.
Lee J. Crammerhead III, Jr. is an occasional visiting professor of applied narcotics at the University of Please Yourself, California. He is also a keen historian of pop music. We asked him just how good, musically, were the Ruttles.
Listen, look it, very simply, musicologically and ethnically, the Ruttles were essentially empirical mélanges of a rhythmically radical, yet verbally passé and temporarily transcended lyrical content, welded with historically innovative melodical material, transposed and transmogrified by the angst of the Rutland ethnic experience, which elevated them from essentially alpha exponents of, in essence, merely beta potential harmonic material, into the prime cultural exponents of aeolian cadenzic cosmic stanza form.
But he didn't really tell us either. So, we went to New Orleans to find out just how expensive it is to make these documentaries.
I'm standing by the banks of the Mississippi in Louisiana, the cradle of the blues. That's black music sung mainly by whites. And we're here to find out the black origins of Ruttle music. I spoke with Blind Lemon Pie.
Well, everything I learned from the Ruttles.
From the Ruttles, really?
Yes, everything.
But surely you were singing the blues back in the early 30s?
No, I was working on the railroad. I worked on the railroad for 30 years or more until I heard the Ruttles. And I decided that that's my type of music. I'm going to leave the railroad, and I became a musician, and I've been starving ever since.
So where did Ruttle music originate?
Next door.
Next door?
Next door to Ruttle and Orange Peel.
Yes, sir, I originated the Ruttle. They got it all from me, every single bit of it.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, sir, they come here, and they took everything I ever written. Those four guys from Liverpool came here.
He's lying.
I ain't lying.
He's always lying.
I ain't lying.
Every time there's a documentary on white music around here, he claims he started
it.
Last week, he claimed he started the Everly Brothers, Frank Sinatra, and Lawrence Welk.
He's always lying.
Well, we seem to be rather wasting our time here in New Orleans, despite the expense. Still, pretty, isn't it?
That was Eric Idle from the Ruttles documentary, All We Need Is Cash. A look at the lives and music of England's Prefab Four. The opening theme music was by Raymond. Then we heard A Moment of Greg, which looks like it's becoming a weekly segment. I think we'll keep doing that. Greg is Greg Proops, who does a weekly podcast called The Smartest Man in the World. And you're hearing a somewhat sanitized version without all the spicy adjectives that the FCC gets upset about. A bit of George Carlin in there from 1992, also cleaned up for radio. So I'm watching the Olympics here at the Scooter Mix Studios. And I'm checking out this couples ice dancing or figure skating or whatever they call it. It's the only co-ed event in the Winter Olympics, it seems, which is ironic because there seems to be a lot of sexual harassment in that sport. Have you noticed that? In what other sport does a guy grab a young lady by her private muffin parts and pick her up and throw her like a top? What is that? They wouldn't even allow that at the Twisted Spoke biker bar. Little too misogynist. Brought to you by the Andrew Dice Clay Athletic Association for gender sensitivity. Oh! All right, and before we move on, I did want to make one more comment on the Olympics and the figure skating in general. There's two commentators. There's a young woman and a young man, both former figure skaters, former Olympians, I'm assuming. And the guy, I don't know what his gender, preference is, or doesn't matter. It's not important. But
Every day he has on a new outfit. He's got all this jewelry and chains and, like, really, really. I mean, he's two ruffles away from Liberace every day. And I'm just going to take a wild guess and say, you know, I bet he really doesn't usually dress like that. He's sticking a thumb in the eye of this whole Russian government homophobia thing going on. And good for him, because it's hilarious. I have to turn it on every day just to see what he's wearing, man, because I'm telling you, he looks good. He looks good. I'm straight. All right. Well, I had a breakdown at the studio today, which, you know how those things with the computer when you didn't save it and, like, something, you know, the dog walks on the keyboard and gone. So I had to start working on the show again 2 hours ago, which means I'm now out of show. But so what I did was we have a good friend, Jimmy Dore, who does a comedy show at our sister station in Los Angeles. So I just grabbed his show, and we're just going to go right to that, and we'll have him play us out. So thanks for joining us.
Now let's get to some jokes before we get to the joke, shall we? Well, you know, now that the CVS no longer going to be selling cigarettes. CVS,
yeah, this
pharmacy, big decision, not going to be selling cigarettes. You know, I hope CBS doesn't lose its smoky, bohemian, intellectual atmosphere. Jay Leno retired from The Tonight Show, and, you know, it's emotional knowing that I'll never see Jay Leno host The Tonight Show again until at least a month or so from now.
April.
That's right. Hey, Clay Aiken's going to run for Congress. He's quitting music, and he's going to run for Congress, and I don't know. I just think it diminishes the stature of the worthless corporate tools we usually elect. That's what I think. Hey, team, you know, Obama brought down the deficit. He did. It's the lowest since he's been president. It's been lowest in 5 years, whatever. It's the lowest deficit in forever. And, well, the Tea Party conservatives point out that just because Obama brought down the deficit, that doesn't make him any less black.
It's true.
This is true.
It's true. It is.
He's not any less black. And, you know, they see the Coke commercial. They had the multilingual, and the conservatives did not like it. Alan West tweeted about it. He didn't want a commercial in a language he didn't understand. Didn't want to have that. And, well, let me just say this. Sorry, conservatives. You know, we live in a multicultural country where Coke is giving millions of true Americans type dose diabetes. And, you know, there's all the talk about, because the Super Bowl happened, there's all the talk about concussions, people getting concussed, which I didn't know that was a word. That's a nice word. I get concussed.
Yeah.
Okay, but football injuries do lead to concussions, which does lead to brain damage, which does lead to joining the Tea Party. Turns out. All right, what's coming up on today's show? Bill O'Reilly doesn't like the nanny state, but he's from Levittown, which is a big nanny state beneficiary. And we're going to talk about a lot more. We got phone calls today. President Putin.
Yeah.
President Putin.
From Sochi.
That's right, calls in. And Herman Cain. That's right. Plus a lot more. That's today on the Jimmy Dore Show. Okay, so there's been some problems happening in Russia, right? So there's been all kinds of problems with the Olympics. First of all, they're killing stray dogs. Nobody likes that. They're very very unfriendly to the
Stray cats are down with it.
Stray cats are cool. Well, they got cat class.
A couple of gold albums.
They also having problems with terrorism. They also having problems with accommodations. All their people who are reporters who are in Sochi are talking about how they can't even get water in their hotel.
No TVs.
No TVs.
No light bulbs.
No light bulbs.
Yeah, they can't watch the Olympics.
They can't even read about the Olympics.
Can't read the paper about the Olympics. Yeah.
So things aren't good in Russia. In fact, I saw the one reporter said that there was no water in his hotel, and they said, when the water does come on, don't put it on your face.
And now Bob Costas has opened the Olympics with a giant sty.
He's got a giant sty.
Can't
Bob
open
Costas,
his left eye.
Can't open his eye.
No.
Yeah.
This is all true. Can't wear his contacts.
Yeah.
So, and that's the reporter's bread and butter, his contacts. So anyway, there's a lot of problems happening in Russia. And who would have thunk it that they wouldn't go smoothly in Russia?
Yeah, I'm stunned, shocked.
Stunned, huh? Everything, they're so uncorrupt. So I actually got Putin on the phone, President Putin on the phone, and I recorded it. And I got here, there he is right there, but I recorded it. So let's listen to it. Let's see if we can hear it. Let's see. Uh-oh, here we go.
Now, is he President Putin?
Please call me Vladimir.
Okay, Vladimir. Listen, things don't seem to be going so well.
Everything is under control in Sochi.
Well, I got the guy.
Everything is going to be just fine under control.
Well, you know, the NBC News.
We have Cossacks patrolling the streets.
You have what?
Cossacks.
What are Cossacks? Cops?
They're semi-nomadic, quasi-ethnic group in Russia. They wear big hats. They were used as sort of henchmen in Tsarist Russia, but we brought them back to provide security. So there's no problem. No problem. Come play your games.
Oh, okay.
Come play your games. Slide downhill is safe.
But, you know, Richard Engel...
Come play in snow is fine.
Yeah, but there's a lot of problems because Richard Engel, the NBC reporter, said that anybody who comes into Russia, as soon as they open up their laptop or turn on their cell phone, they get hacked, that the government of Russia is hacking into their stuff.
Well, does she have Norton or McAfee? I mean, you should make sure all the software is updated, and that you normally should not be a problem. It's no different from Starbucks or Panera.
No. No. It's that I'm told this is the government internet.
In Russia, Wi-Fi logs into you.
No, even in reporters, and I understand the gay, you guys passed a law that said you can't advocate for gay.
Best approach that the I don't like to talk about this case.
But that goes for even people who are visiting, right? If they could get arrested because it's against the law to speak, advocate for LGBT, right?
Look, if people want to visit Russia, Sochi for Olympic Games, that's fine. Just don't be gay while you are here.
Oh, okay. Well, that seems a little Neanderthal, a little backwards, no?
But the point is everything is safe. The snow, the powder is ready to go. The luge has been lubed up. Very slidey, skiing, snowboarding, snowmobiles, okay. Snowcat, chase scenes from James Bond movies. It will be going on. Sochi 2014, leave the dream. Круговая дорога, правда.
Okay, so everything's working out in Russia because it sounds like there's a lot of problems, a lot of terrorism happening.
No. No.
But I heard it's been really bad.
There is not any kind of credible threat from Chechnya. Nothing about any bombings at the Olympic Village plant. Nothing.
All right, well, I hope so.
You should come here visit sometime.
I don't think so. How's Edward Snowden?
Oh, he's good. Do you want to talk to him? He's right here. I won't let you.
No.
You should come visit sometime. Stay with me. We'll go take our shirts off and go look at bears together. I will show you all the chokeholds I learned at KGB. I can paralyze you from waist up for 5 minutes. Trust me, it's fun. But no gay stuff.
Oh, okay. I'll be honest, Russia's really low on my list.
Oh, but it's beautiful.
Russia's really
we
low.
We could take a river cruise down the Volga or the Dnieper.
I just want to let you know, Russia's way down on the list of countries I want to go.
They're at the ocean at Vladivostok.
Right.
I like to gaze at things. Okay, I'm going to go hang out with Edward Snowden and Pussy Riot and a bear. He'll be there, too.
Okay, President Putin, I appreciate it.
Okay, I hope this works out.
Okay, I'm President Putin.
That was great. Yeah, that was really good.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't talked to our favorite guy, Herman Cain, and I had a lot of questions to ask him, but I just called him. I just called him on the phone, and let's listen to my phone call.
The Earth is 6,000 years old.
Wait a minute. Because there was the big debate. Bill Nye, the science guy, debated some creationist, which I also think is a mistake.
Ken Ham.
Ken Ham was his name. And you don't debate creationists. That's why it's just like you don't debate people who are the climate change deniers. You don't debate them because you're elevating them to science status. And you shouldn't do that, right? And anyway, he did it, and I called Herman Cain, and we talked about it, and this is what Herman Cain
said. The Earth is 6,000 years old.
So I didn't know that there was a tree in Sweden. Did you know there's a tree in Sweden that's 7,000 years old?
That's true.
That's what Bill Nye said. He said, these people think that the Earth is 4,000 years old, and there's a tree that we can prove for you right now is 7,000 years old. And it's in Switzerland or Sweden or something.
Ain't no tree that old.
No, this is true.
I deny that.
I know, but that's because you don't use science, and they do. So that's what happened, Herman. He brought out science, and
he brought out his science, not real science.
No, that is real. That's the real science. That's the ones that everyone uses.
I don't care for it.
Yeah, I know. What would you have said if you'd been on that stage debating Bill Nye, the science guy?
Number one, this dude's got big ears. And then two, he's got a bow tie. How could he be right?
That's a good point, I guess.
Yeah, and then you go for the obvious, you know, he's going against the Bible. What kind of dummy goes against the Bible? It's the Word of God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that's what it would be like.
Who's he to say he knows better than the Word of God? Carbon dating.
Yeah, well, that's science.
I dated carbon. She was crazy. They called it carbon 14, but she looked like carbon 15 and a half to me, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
How else they tell how old the world is?
Dendrochronology.
Yeah, that's how they tell.
Cool.
Dendrochronology.
If I can't pronounce it, I'm definitely not going to believe in it.
Dendrochronology.
What's that?
That's the study of how they figure out how old the Earth is. It's called dendrochronology. It's through trees, tree rings, things like that.
How are you going to tell how old the world is from looking at a tree?
Because they...
What kind of stupid person thinks that?
I don't know what...
It's all not... It's crazy. There's no proof of ever... It's just a theory.
So anyway, that's kind of funny that there's a tree older than you think the Earth is. And we can point to it right now.
Well, how about I go cut that down and we have the debate again, and there ain't no tree in Norway or whatever.
Okay.
And I win the debate.
I know. Okay. Well, listen, Herman, I appreciate you taking time out to talk about the evolution. Now, did you get...
Did I win the debate?
No, you did not win the debate.
Oh, man.
I know, right?
All right. You're listening to the Jimmy Dore Show from our sister station in Los Angeles. It's bailing me out there, man, for the last half of the show, which got eaten up by the bit-bite bucket of computer mayhem that we all have learned to love. This and all previous Interside programs are on the Internet. If you'd like to listen to those, all you have to do is point your Google spyware to the Inner Side. And as I said, that was Jimmy Dore from the Jimmy Dore Show. D-O-R-E is how he spells his last name. It's on the net if you'd like to listen to that. And that was Austin's own Mike McRae doing the Putin and he does all the phone call impressions. So Austin's own. All right, this has been the Interside Radio Program. My name's Scooter. Stay tuned for Sweet Nightmares, and I'll see y'all next week.